Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Landscares, everybody. Well, this is your host, William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris, in the East. It is actually March 1st, 2015, and since the radio show clock is set to Eastern time, welcome to Artists and Horror Month. For those of you who are in the West, like I am here in San Mateo, California, it won't be Artists and Horror Month for about another 3 hours. But since the majority of my crew are in the East, we are starting it right now here on the radio show, so happy Artists and Horror Month. It is still clear here in San Mateo, California. We were supposed to have a huge amount of rain today, and we have gotten shit. So, you know, California is living up to what it's been this year and been very dry. Hopefully that rainstorm will come in on Monday, you know, which is really kind of tacky when you think about it, because, I'm wishing for rain. I'm wishing for flooding and shit. But, yeah, we need it. We really need it. So, anyways, Artists and Horror Month, for those of you in the East, here is the official mission statement for Artists and Horror Month. This is the third year that we are doing this, so here is our mission. In Horror, Recognition Month was created in the belief that appreciation of people in horror should not be based on gender, race, or position. No single group should be put on a pedestal. We all deserve appreciation and recognition. The horror community has been fractured for a long time and needs to be brought together. This is not done by grand gestures that in some cases bloat egos and foment us versus them attitudes. We have people walking out on the horror scene because of a we are better than you attitude that is prevailing and acting like a cancer in our community. Flame wars are tearing people apart and control groups. And cliques are destroying artists and sabotaging projects. People are not getting the promotion they need because horror magazines and websites refuse to promote artists or review them and only promote their drinking buddies and whoever is willing to pay. Our community is in a sorry state and needs something positive. Therefore, Artists in Horror Month, Recognition Month, we are asking for a simple gesture, one that is more personal and will mean more to the recipient. As an artist in horror, an artist in horror is anyone who does anything in horror. Be they a superstar scream queen or a fan fiction writer or even a seamstress. They're all artists and part of the horror community. This is not about who is most popular, who has the biggest ego, or who has the most friends. It is about who needs and deserves appreciation, and that is everyone. Everyone in the horror community. So, people, to participate is simple. Either email IM, post on your Facebook or social media wall, you know, to as many people as you want, a simple message. It's Artists in Horror Recognition Month. Put the name of the recipient here. And I appreciate you. All artists in horror deserve appreciation and recognition. Please do the same for someone else in horror. They would appreciate it too. That's all you do, a simple message like that. That's it. No huge bells, no whistles, no film festivals, no blood drives, no nothing except a simple gesture that gets put forward that will make a person's day. That's it. Here's a little history on Artists in Horror Month. You know, just so that those of you who are new to this email event has the full skinny on it. Alrighty. 3 years, well, 3.5 years ago, you know, stuff was happening to me. And I was seeing what was happening in the horror community. I mean, you know, it was horrible. There was a lot of negativity. People were going after each other. You know, you had people pushing for power in the horror community. You had all these ego cases sitting there going to film festivals, trying to play the big star routine, standing in front of walls and, you know, and going to horror conventions and posting 894 selfies and stuff, and, you know, just people acting like immature little school kids. You know, productions were being, you know, people that I knew, their film productions were being attacked. They were being attacked by other filmmakers who wanted their financiers. Seriously, this was actually happening 3 years ago. You know, it happened to my friend Derek Young, you know, when he was trying to finance Midnight Matinee Psycho. It was terrible. You know, I mean, this one actress, Michelle Shields, was spreading a bunch of crap about Derek, you know, soiling his name, and other people were going to his financiers and spreading shit and taking away his financiers from his production, talking shit, saying that his movie's going to be crap and that, and that people shouldn't waste their money and that. And just, you know, and this was happening on other productions too, that with people that I was friends with as well. And the people who were doing this is this one fucking clique that had such a fucking ego thing going that, you know, it was like they were in everything, you know, every major post of the horror community. Oh yes, you know, look at us, we're the ones that run the horror community in this. And, you know, I mean, people who were really working hard, you know, spending years on productions and that, or, you know, just putting out incredible work, we're not getting acknowledged people who should have gotten horror awards weren't getting awards. People who had done some groundbreaking work were not getting acknowledged like they should have. They were being ignored because the horror magazines like Fangoria and the websites like Bloody Disgusting refused to promote these people. They refused to promote them because, oh, well, these people couldn't afford to pay them off to promote them. They weren't their drinking buddies at the fucking convention. So they were getting nothing. They literally were. They were getting nothing. I mean, it was the same attitude. Oh, it's not, you know, how good your work is. It's who you know in the community and who you drink with. That was horrible. You know, I mean, I saw this with the podcast awards. Too. They wouldn't even, here was this podcast awards that I had tried to get into. And people who had lesser podcasts than mine, I mean, people whose podcasts were just complete and utter shit, were getting nominated while the Wolfpack podcast, well, at the time it was the Eric Morris Project, got nothing. We got treated like shit. We had a damn good listenership and that, and we were really cutting the edges on stuff, bringing out stuff, being very controversial, and nobody was acknowledging us. It was like, oh no, they're assholes. We don't want to, promote them. They don't deserve an award. You know, it's the same thing that's been happening recently with Psychotic State. You know, the major horror magazines refuse to promote Psychotic State. It's been basically fuck you, Eric Morris or William Patterson. We aren't interested in promoting your novel. Well, my novel's still being promoted, and it's still a hit, even though these people have buried it. It won't be buried. That's another thing, people. You know, good works actually cannot be buried. They will find their audience sooner or later. So, you know, but the thing is that 3 years ago, the horror community was a mess. I mean, you know, we were considered porn when it came to the actual film industry and that. The entertainment industry, period. They considered horror beneath pornography. We still are, but things are changing in horror, and the things are changing because of things like Artists in Horror Month. You give people a little appreciation, you give them a little something, even the tiniest boost, and they will do great things. So, what I've seen in the last year is changes happening. They're small, they're subtle. It's like seeing a flower bloom in a desert. But it's happening. And that's because of positive reinforcement. That's because of people showing other people in horror appreciation and supporting them and stuff. And some of that comes from the simple gesture of saying, I appreciate you. And it doesn't get said enough. Honestly, I wish Artists in Horror Month could go on 365 days a year, because that's what we need. We need I appreciate you coming to a person if it doesn't happen. But, you know, since I started this, and honestly, you know, what's funny is that the original Artists in Horror Month started in February. Started the same time as Women in Horror Month, and Women in Horror Month were up in arms when I did it. They thought that I was trying to be a jackass and do something in opposition to them. I mean, give me a break. They, you know, at the time, they were doing film festivals and huge-ass self-promotion. All I was asking was for people to, you know, send out emails and say, I appreciate you. How is that a threat to Women in Horror Month? It's because it was competition, and because the truth is that they saw that this small gesture could outshine all the glitz and glamour that they were trying to throw out. Because a simple gesture can mean more. It can shine brighter than, and that's what I was trying to show. You know, also, I was trying to give them a lesson in some ways, because I saw that they were not going by their mission statement. And I wanted to show them an event that will go strictly by its mission statement and will succeed. And it has. I mean, shoot. Last year was incredible. I mean, just the outpouring of appreciation that went out, team, was just incredible. When I moved this thing to March and we started in, it ballooned. Seriously. People were coming on to the website and posting appreciation messages for, you know, deceased artists in horror and stuff. And people were getting on their Facebook profiles and posting appreciation letters to a friend there. One person was even smart last year. They did an appreciation letter, and what they did is they just put a huge-ass list of people and did one post on Facebook. It was like, yeah, for da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I appreciate you. Happy Artists in Horror Month. Man, I love that. Sippy, sippy. Sorry, this cold is causing me nothing but issues. But anyways, yeah, so last year was magnificent. The positive reinforcement that just this month did, it helped. It really did. It helped this community. People attitude changing just a little bit after March. It was subtle, but people did. And I was seeing fewer instances when, you know, that people were trying to steal other people's financing and stuff. Of course, that was because I was bringing it out in my on my radio show, too. But, you know, as I said in the last show, there's been a huge awakening in horror. And what it is that if you say, I appreciate another person, you connect with that person. And those are connections. And you can't do a lot of evil to a person if you really connect with them. If you really honestly send out appreciation and mean it, it changes you. So, you know, the big thing about Artist in Horror Month is if you do the entire Artist in Horror Month experience, which you heavily promote, is every day you do one or two people, and you keep doing it. You go through your Facebook friends list, then you start going onto Google and searching out horror people that you don't even know, and sending them appreciation letters. You keep doing it until the end of the month. And that, by the end of that, you have done so many people and you feel so good and you've made all these people feel good. And it's hard work. It really does. You have to work. You think that sending out appreciation letters are easy. There towards the end, it gets to be something, and you have to really think about it. And it really pushes the idea into your head. So if you get a chance, do that. I mean, even one or two. You know, last year I was doing five a day, five emails a day, and it felt so good towards the end of the month. So just remember that. You know, do what you can. You know, if you can't do five, you can do one, or, you know, I mean, even if you just send out one, that's one appreciation. That's some. If you send out five, that's five appreciations. It's not how popular it is. It's not how many appreciations you send out. You know, you're not going to get a prize for sending out 100 appreciations. No. It's not for you. It's for the other person. You know, you'll have 100 people who feel good, who've had a moment of good feeling. And that is what's important. That is what Artists in Horror Month is about, is giving out appreciation and recognition and telling people. I mean, you know, it doesn't even matter that you did it. I mean, you know, you can do it, you know, anonymously, or you can do it any way that you want. Just do it. And that's the secret to Artists in Horror Month. Hopefully this year we'll have more participation. This will grow and more positivity will go into the horror community, and we will embrace, and the horror community will be a better place because of it. That is the thing that I hope for, you know, in the end here. Because if we make our horror community more positive, we can be more creative, we can make better horror films, and people will feel good And the whole reason why we're in horror is because we love horror. So why can't we love each other? Why can't we respect and recognize each other? So anyways, spell for Artists in Horror Month. This is William Pattison, a.k.a. Eric Morris, saying keep America strong, watch horror films, and happy Artists in Horror Month to all of you in the East, and just be ready in almost two hours now, because Artists in Horror Month will be starting in the West. So have yourself a good rest of the evening, and remember, Artists in Horror Month, give out the appreciation.
All your life you've been waiting for your chance.